My name is Daniele Ganser. I'm a historian researching international politics and economic affairs of the last 60 years. I teach at Basel University in Switzerland, and my book, NATO's Secret Armies, Operation Gladio and Terrorism in Western Europe, deals with secret warfare in Western Europe during the Cold War. In Italy, there the secret army was named Gladio. So many people know of the whole story with that keyword Gladio, because if you type in Gladio on the internet, that's really the keyword that brings you to these secret armies. And it was the name of the Stay Behind army of NATO in Italy, and it was discovered in 1990, so that's already 20 years ago. A Stay Behind army is a secret network of soldiers who waits until an invasion has actually happened and until until a country is occupied. So it stays behind enemy lines and it has arms caches across the country and then fights the occupying powers. So it's sort of special forces who operate behind enemy lines. The important thing to understand is that the secret armies had two purposes. First, they were to be ready in case of a Soviet invasion. I mean, if you think back the Cold War, we always had this fear in Western Europe that the Soviet Union would invade and occupy Western Europe. So British and American soldiers and generals planned for that event and therefore set up secret armies. But they were not only fearing a Soviet invasion, they were also fearing communist parties who were active in democracies of Western Europe quite in peacetime, you know. And so some of the terrorist attacks that were carried out in Italy seemed to be linked to right-wing terrorists who carried out these attacks with support of the secret armies and then blamed them on the Italian communists and the socialists just to discredit the left. I mean, that is called false flag terrorism, and it works.
Why should you really fear a communist party if that communist party, as in Italy, for example, is democratically elected and that's what the people want?
Because the communist party in Italy, you know, they were very strong in parliament. They had some 30% of the vote. At some point, you know, if you're strong in the legislative branch, you want to have minister positions. So you want maybe to have the interior minister or you want to have the defense minister. An Italian defense minister from a communist party would have been a total nightmare for NATO, because within NATO they were circulating all NATO secrets, and they thought that the Italian communists would hand over these NATO secrets directly to Moscow. So this idea that the Italian population votes for somebody whom NATO doesn't want was really the problem during the Cold War. We didn't have full sovereignty. We had democracies, but the democracy was limited. You see that in the case of Aldo Moro, who was assassinated when he wanted to bring the Italian communists into the government. I mean, he was a high-ranking politician, but he was assassinated.
There were terrorist attacks in the 1980s, particularly in Italy. Can you give us an example of a couple of those which initially people thought were sponsored by the Soviet Union but actually turned out to be run by NATO?
The most famous attack is the one of 1972, which was carried out in Peteano. It was just a small attack with like two or five people who were lured to a car, and the car then exploded. There was a few policemen who were lured to the place by an anonymous phone call. This attack was first blamed on the Red Brigade. So there was an anonymous phone call and who said this attack has been carried out by the Red Brigades. And then everybody thought, okay, it was the left. And then 10 years later, an Italian judge, Felice Casson, investigated the attack again and found out that it had been a right-wing terrorist, Vincenzo Vinciguerra. So there we have the exact names. And the man, Vinciguerra, then confessed that he carried out the attack. And he said, yeah, but we were protected by NATO. They had a secret network. And everybody was saying, yeah, the man is just lying. You know, he's going to be crazy. But 10 years later, Italian Prime Minister Giulio Andreotti had to confirm that indeed there was a secret army named Gladio within the Italian military secret services. And then NATO had to take a stand. NATO first said, we don't want to comment. And then on the next day, they said, yes, there exists something like that, but we can't talk about it because it's a military secrecy. And still today, NATO does not want to talk about Gladio. I mean, most people know that NATO is involved in the war against Libya, but they have no clue about secret operations of NATO during the Cold War.